Why don't Africans use the right condoms? Why has Bill Gates spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to design special condoms for Africa? And why is it so hard to measure a penis? No pun intended. By the end of this video, you will know the answer to all of those questions. And in particular, the crucial one, which is why Africans don't use the right condoms. Now, I was inspired to make a video on this by a very interesting article which I read in Aporia magazine called Does Africa Need Larger Condoms? By George Francis. And he makes the very interesting point that the use of them in Africa is absolutely minute. Only 3.8% of Africans use condoms and only 30% of them use any kind of contraception at all. The result of this is extremely high fertility in sub-Saharan Africa, which itself has terrible results, which is that there is increasing poverty. Since 1990, due to a skyrocketing population, the level of poverty has increased in Africa. So what is going on? Why don't they use them? Well, the first problem is that a lot of the condoms are imported. Indeed, 90% of condoms are imported, and a great deal of those condoms are imported from China.
China!
Now, research has found that there are essentially two sizes of condoms which are made. There are standard condoms, and there are condoms which are euphemistically said to be made for our Far Eastern customers. And the condoms which are made for our Far Eastern customers are somewhat smaller than the standard condom size, and it has also been found that if you wear a condom that is too small, it is inclined to split, and the consequences for that are quite clear. So this is the first problem. The second problem may relate to something rather more interesting, which is the size. There may well be some evidence that that there are group differences in the size of a certain part of the body. Now, the research on this is very unclear. It's very difficult to understand because there is no clear way of measuring a penis. There is no international system which says that the ruler starts there and goes up to there or whatever. And so it's very difficult to find meta-analyses which demonstrate that there are group differences in this particular organ size, because they all use different kinds of measurement, they all use different ways of measuring it, so they're meaningless. There have even been hoaxes which have taken in serious academics at the World Penis Size website and whatever, that have proposed that there are these national differences in penis size and all this kind of thing. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense, because there is no clear and agreed on way of measuring it. But where there have been studies, and there was one study from Brazil which did this, it measured 167 black men compared to 283 white men, and it found that black men did on average have bigger penises than white men. And this is consistent with some other research, for example, anthropological research and research by sort of 19th century doctors that described this, that Africans seem to have larger penises than white people, and also some research which Francis himself had done, where he surveyed prostitutes, and he found that 60% of the surveyed prostitutes, who of course had sex with lots of men and lots of races, said that black men had bigger penises than white men, and only 12% said the reverse. So it does seem to be the case that overall, yes indeed, there are these differences in penis size, and black men have bigger penises. And so obviously, if they are using in Africa these condoms which are too small and are too tight, they will firstly be less inclined to use them, and they will secondly be more inclined to split and break and not work properly, with obvious consequences. The third reason, the deeper reason, is differences in what we will call life history strategy. Now, this is the idea that we are all of us on a spectrum between a fast life history strategy and a slow life history strategy. In a fast life history strategy ecology, you are basically adapted to live fast and die young. It is an easy ecology, it is warm, basic needs are met, food is basically on the trees all year round. It is an easy ecology, but it is also an unstable ecology, because there are sudden outbreaks of tropical diseases, there are wild animals, there are all kinds of problems, and so therefore it's easy, but it's unstable. So you have to get on with it. You have to basically live quickly, because you could be wiped out at any moment. Now, in that context, in terms of sexual selection, in terms of making women attracted to you, you need to be able to convey that you have good genes, because that's what they're going to select for. In an unstable ecology, live fast and die young, the people that are going to survive are going to be the people that are genetically healthy, the people that have got the best genes, essentially. So how can you convey to them you have good genes? Well, one of the ways you can do so is by growing large secondary sexual characteristics. An example in the animal kingdom would be a peacock's tail. What you are saying is, when you fight off all of the diseases, all of the stuff that's attacking you, you have enough bioenergetic resources left over to be able to grow an attractive ornament, a large, colourful tail. A less genetically healthy peacock will only be able to grow a smaller tail or a gaudier tail, a less attractive tail. And so obviously the female, the peahen, will be attracted to the peacock that has the big, colourful tail, because that is saying that he has the best genetic health. It's an honesty signal of genetic health. It's a way of saying, I have the bioenergetic resources left over, even once everything has been thrown at me, to build this tail, and therefore I have good genes. Select for me. A large penis on a man can be said to be doing exactly the same thing. It is saying to the female, I have this large secondary sexual characteristic, which I've been able to produce even in the face of everything thrown at me, therefore I have good genes. And remember, in an unstable ecology, you could be killed at any moment, so you have to advertise your genetic quality as quickly and conspicuously as possible. And so this would predict something which is in line with the data we've already looked at, which is that there would be group differences in penis size in exactly this way.
Are you ready for the future of the West? Are you ready for the future of the West?